I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. Oh, there's no traffic at all, is there? I'm Matthew Keeling, and I'm on the way to work with Richard Easterbrook. So we're doing a podcast for you to preview the game against Birmingham City on Saturday afternoon. I've seen Richard since last Wednesday when we did the preview pod for the other games that were last weekend. You all right?
Yeah. I haven't been in the office for over a week, so it's been a nice little break. And two days of annual leave, and I've been off for a good week. So it's
mad, isn't
nice.
It? It's good Easter, like, for that. It's good for, like... It's more of a break than Christmas, I always find.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to do, like, daft last-minute rushing around, and although we did have, an Easter egg mission on Saturday. You know, it's really annoying. I might leave this for my hot take later, but
Right, okay. Why
do shops start restocking on a Saturday?
I don't know.
Like, supermarkets, who have millions of Easter eggs left, they'll start restocking the shelves for, like, the summer, so all the seasonal aisles turn into, like, summer aisles.
Right, yeah.
They're just being too clever, because there's loads of people who leave it till late to buy their Easter eggs, because they've got a small house, and they've got nowhere to keep those Easter eggs if they've got lots of kids.
Bulky Easter eggs.
Unnecessarily bulky,
yeah.
For the amount of chocolate you get, considering that.
It's probably the only thing that hasn't been streamlined yet.
Well, 90% of an Easter egg is air, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You're buying a very big box for very little content.
But yeah, Amazon made them.
I've been streamlined in that you can recycle everything in it, but that's by the by. I used to like the Easter eggs where you get something inside the egg, like some sweets inside.
I got a small, one of the little Cadbury's Nibbles ones, and I had all of it, obviously, and I had the inside the egg were caramel nibbles, not even in a bag, just loose. Yeah, it was great. Yeah,
that's great. That's how it should be.
It was like a side.
Yeah,
it was great. I had them both.
Great. I fully expect it. But yeah, that was. I like Easter because it's low. There's no kind of like nerves and anticipation and like, oh shit, we've got to go here and there and everywhere.
I hope he likes his present.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to visit 150 people to, and then you're kind of diluting the enjoyment, and you don't actually get to do anything that you want to do. And it's busier than actually being at work. But
yeah, Christmas is shit, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But yeah, loved Easter and loved. It got lockdown vibes during the week because I had nothing planned. It was great. Just doing nothing.
Yeah, we were off Tuesday. We're just having a call. I haven't spoken to Richard for a while. We'll do this after. I was off Tuesday and I'd had the same sort of thing, and I just couldn't really go to the pub again, essentially. Right, well, the football was interesting anyway. We had 4 points, which we both said we would get, but it came the other way around.
Yeah. Well, I said that if we're serious about finishing the season on a high, we've got to get a minimum 4 points, and it could have been...
But we should have had six, really.
5 seconds away from being six.
Yeah.
So, on Saturday... Well, not on Saturday, I say on Friday night during the disastrous reaction pod. I'm just expecting someone to pop up now and start shouting 4-4-2, but no. I said I would have felt a little worse about it had we still had something to play for. I was unaware of how close that would have put us to the playoffs, and also that we're sitting now.
I think it was like a lot of the other results as well on Monday. Like, and Friday, went for us, and sort of when Hull scored the penalty, I wasn't arsed really. I was like, oh well, it was a good game because I'd had a nice time.
Yeah, it was like they felt a bit like a, you know, not a free hit, but like there was a lot of the pressure that we had earlier on in the season probably wasn't there, and that's probably like testament to Tony Mowbray kind of managing the expectations of the club, and then whatever happens, and then actually had we kind of sorted ourselves out. But 4 points from the weekend, it's a good thing. You've still got to say, like, getting into the playoffs at this stage, it's
four points with five games to go.
It's a stretch, though. It's
a stretch because we're 10th.
Yeah.
If we were 7th with 4 points and five games to go, or whatever it is, then you'd be like, yeah, because you've got to like overtake one team. You got to overtake 3 or 4 to get in there. We've still got to play West Brom, which you can look at either way.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got to play Watford again, which you can look at either way. But then you've got, you know, Millwall, Blackburn, Coventry. We can't do anything about them teams. So
no.
If they win 3 of the next 5, then that's it. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to see.
We've got Preston last game of the season as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Have we got 5 or 6 games left?
Five games left. I think if we did get into the playoffs, I think that's probably the biggest achievement as a club, easily, in the last 30 years.
With considering what he's had to work with, and we've had, I think we had 2 fit strikers for about 6 games of the season. Yeah. Ross Stewart's played 11 games. So to do this with, to do what, you know, Mowbray has done now with this squad, it's talented, it's very raw, to do this job, I think he's done a brilliant job. But
yeah,
you know, 1 or 2 more reinforcements, and what was that?
I can't tell him to keep my hand on the steering wheel, which it was
Stupid thing. Yeah, anyway, yeah, he's done a really good job. So we'll just have to, it's quite nice. It's not like last season where we were desperately fighting to get into the playoffs, thinking, oh god, if we don't, then that's just a complete disaster. If we don't, we don't, I guess. But you know, you're knowing the fall really close, but I guess we'll just have to see. But we've got we have to win on Saturday, and we play our friends from the West Midlands.
Yeah, they've been in good form. They've won 2 in the last 3 or 2 in the last 4. They haven't lost 4 games now, so yeah, they're no mugs, but we should be looking to win against Birmingham. They're just one of the many clubs in the Championship that you think, oh, they were in the Premier League like 15 years ago or so, maybe less.
Well, less, yeah. With us.
And you look at it now and it's like, oh god, they're just an also run. You're just a team that you forget about. Quite dismissive, actually.
Yeah, well, we beat them earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Ahmad scored that wonderful goal, which I missed.
And they've got some handy players as well. That Hannibal's a bit of a prospect.
He's got a bit of bite about him.
That's really bad. But no, they have, you know, and also like they'll not be there'll be players in there that Tony Mowbray is well aware of as well. Like he managed Lukas Djukovic when he was in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, yeah. You can imagine he's aware of Troy Deeney as well.
Yes, so lots of like wily Championship campaigners in there.
John Ruddy in goal. Gary Gardner.
That's
it.
So, got another famous sibling, we've got Joby Bellingham as well.
Oh yes, of course, yeah.
So lots of talent in there.
Can you just give that to your brother?
They've put together quite a decent run, so it'll be tough. But
yeah, well, they're safe, aren't they? And they come here with a bit of freedom. I think they've got 50 points. So they won't be getting the playoffs, but they won't be getting relegated. Which probably makes a bit of a change for them going into the last echelons of the season. Is that the right word?
Echelon? Probably not. last...
Well, I'll just put that through a queue and you can edit that later.
Yeah.
And the last noggins of the season.
Yeah, that'll do it.
just... yeah, with nothing to play for, because the last... I think the last few seasons have been needing stuff up until and including the last day of the season, just to make sure. But not this year, so it'll be interesting to see what they do when they come to town on Saturday, really. You'd think, similarly to Hull, there'd be no point coming for the draw.
No, there won't be. They want to be putting distance between them and the... I think they're still mathematically possible for them to be relegated, so they'll want to put a little bit of distance. And there's no good from us drawing.
Draw for us in this game, it's...
Yeah. And as much as Mowbray has kind of done a good job in managing expectations and maybe taking the pressure off the players a bit, they'll all be able to see the league table and also be able to kind of feel that opportunity. Because it is an opportunity. It's a massive opportunity. It's not a massive opportunity, it's a big opportunity if we get it.
It's a big prize.
It's a big prize, yeah. However small the chances are, that you know, we've got to give it everything we can. Yeah.
It's weirdly probably the first game for months where there's a bit of pressure on the players this week, because having written the season off, which Mowbray did.
Well, I did.
Yeah. And you know, if I'm wrong, so be it. But Mowbray did, and then was clearly told not to do that.
Yeah.
And then came out and said, "Oh well, we're still fighting for the players," which I never said. No one ever said we weren't trying to win. We just said that the chances were so remote that we had nothing to play for. And look at the football it's resulted in. They've obviously been playing with that sort of freedom, and whatever happens, happens. And I hope that now we are a little bit closer, and now it is a scant possibility. I hope that we just play in the same way. Because when we don't play fluidly, we are rubbish.
Well, that's it. This is because of the injuries and because of the what happened in January. We've got a team that is young, raw, very one-dimensional, but
we have one way of playing.
Yeah, we've got one way of playing. If we can't play that game, if you look at how we played against Sheffield United when they kind of nullified us to an extent. Stopping us being able to play it out from the back and just kind of killing our technically good players, it becomes very easy for them to play against.
Luton did that as well, yeah. Until we changed the shape.
I think other clubs, Rotherham and the other teams like Coventry we said about them developing a blueprint for beating us. It's not really a difficult blueprint, it's probably just written on the back of a
fag packet,
just saying, or vape packet, whatever people do now. But why are vape shops massive, by the way?
I don't know, actually.
I don't understand, because you walk past them and it's like just a sea of space for is essentially a tiny little pen filled with nicotine. Anyway, I digress.
Digress.
But the tactic to beat us isn't that difficult. It's just play with a bit of a high press and we kind of just shrink.
Yeah.
And just stand on Ahmad's toes.
We'll just kick him. Yeah. And well, team-wise, obviously Gellert didn't play on Monday.
Yeah.
Which he must have been thinking, well...
it was quite funny. His first great... Not first great game, but he put together a really decent performance against Hull. Took his goal really well, and as I said during the pod, that goal really kind of gave him superpowers and in the second half, because he was chasing down balls that he doesn't chase.
Yeah, he was really good on Friday. I was just
he wasn't for a bit. He was terrible.
When he scored though, he did change the way he played, to be fair to him. It's really funny imagining him go off after 10 minutes ago, something more took him off. Yeah, he played really well, son. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About that.
And he would have had a nice time on Monday as well, because Cardiff were abysmal, so he would have really got it, probably got in behind. But There's obviously, you know, method in Mulberry's thinking. I'll have the usual, please.
All right, no worries.
I'll have one of them twist things as well.
Hi,
what
can I get
you?
All right, can I get
two
large lattes and a chocolate twist, please?
Anything else?
Or is
that everything?
No, it's everything, thanks.
Right,
Jared, how many
thanks? Here's all of us.
Yeah.
I was just saying. Woman's in Europe.
You were talking about Gellard playing really well.
Yeah, and then, yeah, but I think you were, like, they were bad. And obviously, there was method in what Mulberry did because we won the game. We should have won the game more comfortably, or you know, in all honesty, on Monday. But do you think you come back in, or?
Yeah, well, I think Mulberry just looked at those two games and did the maximum rotation that he could do, which was quite limited. Considering, you know, he couldn't call on Luke O'Nine as he was, as you know, there was a chance his wife was gonna give birth, so six hour trip was considered too far. That said, he's gonna be back in the team this weekend.
Would he come back in?
Well, I'd put him back in, yeah. You know, unless I think he'll probably have
quite well without him.
He'll probably have his phone on him, like.
Yeah, oh lads, I've got to go. Like.
Why is he not back? But I mean, that wouldn't happen in the '50s, would they? They didn't go to the birth of the kids. Dads did. They just went to the pub. Which is how it should be. Shouldn't be. A joke. But yeah, I'd bring him back in.
Who for?
That's. I'd probably go back to a back four.
I don't know. I'd leave it. I think.
It did work. It did work quite well, but. I don't know, I quite like having the solidity of I don't think we've got the personnel for a back three plus wing backs. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. He will come back in. I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate. And
that said, he can come in, really he can anywhere across the back, couldn't he? So,
well, yeah, you could put him anywhere. You know,
he could be a third centre half, he could be a second centre half, he could be a wing back, could play in midfield, can't play up front.
No, can't play well.
That being goal.
He's very good in midfield either. Yeah, he probably will come back in. I think, as we said, Gellhart will come back in. I don't think Ekwall will come back in. I think he'd leave it as it was on Monday.
Yeah, hopefully Ekwall's confidence hasn't been damaged too much by that. Because it shouldn't be all on him. You know, it's one individual mistake.
He gave a penalty away, yeah. Didn't he? It was stupid.
Yeah, well, it was stupid, but you can't dwell on it.
No, I know, like, you know, players make mistakes, it happens. It was a foul throw as well, actually, it was quite annoying. Leading up to the penalty.
Well, that kind of stuff tests, you know, when the famous adage that, you know, all you need to do to succeed at Sunderland, the fans will love you if you just try hard.
Yeah.
It's not always true. Like, there was ironic cheers for Hume because he gave away the second, third goal. Second goal.
Yeah, that was bad. Third goal, wasn't it?
Third goal, yeah. When he gave that away because he thought
stopped
he watched
playing.
It out.
Yeah.
Playing. And when he made sure of a header.
The keeper stopped playing as well, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But the amount of times that, like, linesmen give that as out when it's not.
Yeah.
And you look at, like.
Don't do that.
Yeah? You have a freedom.
I don't know if I'm not out of here.
Any kick off the board? Is there anything you can do?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can I use a free drink?
Yeah, can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still recording. I just said we'll be back in a minute.
I was just on top, sorry.
Thanks. Nearly back now. Cheers, yeah, all up.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Cheers, all the best. That's not in there. There it is. We're back now. It remains to be seen whether you heard Acosta ordering there and paying and almost spilling it down the centre console of the car. No, well, people know.
We've got to think what people do like, because they don't like the pub when people are shouting. They don't like us when we've had slightly too much to drink. They thought I had too much to drink last Good Friday, which was hilarious. It was sober.
Sober. You didn't even have any drinks.
It does affect us. It's like some kind of like osmosis drunkenness.
Is it like the social experiment where you give someone 6 pints of non-alcoholic beer and they end up pissed?
Yeah. That's.
No, well, I think what they're like is Gareth and Stephen talking about finances with Chris Weatherspoon.
Yeah, well, it's quite funny that.
And you can go and listen, you know what? If that's what you like, that's what you like. Go and listen to that.
It was quite funny that after the Friday disaster, Gareth and Stephen both were airlifted into to rescue the Monday reaction pod. Because obviously you couldn't be trusted.
Well, I was in the harbour on Monday. I was in the harbour all weekend, to be honest. And I got a message of Gareth going, me and Stephen are coming to the harbour, and it very much felt like a summons.
Yeah.
But then
but then
I got there. I didn't sit with them. It was quite funny. I was with my real mates, and but seriously, it was really busy when they came in, so I was with my dad and that. And I went over to them after the game, and I was like, you can do the pod, Stephen. And he was like, no, well, and I was like, no, you can do the reaction podcast. And then they turned it into like the Monday sort of thing, which was nice to be on.
Yeah, it worked quite well, actually. I understand now we're probably just doing like a production meeting, which we don't need to do. But
yeah, funny really.
Yeah, I think
people won't like this either.
No, they won't. That's fine. I mean, they'll get a full refund on the price of this podcast. Just saying about Ekwa before the break. Hopefully, he doesn't dwell on it too much, and he'll get back into the team. And he kind of, these young players need to kind of shake off any disappointment fairly quickly. Because if you're not learning from it, it's like, you know, you don't want to repeat. And you can only get better from there, you know.
Yeah, if you're not learning from it, that's where the problem is. But if you're making mistakes and errors and daft stuff on the pitch, and you are learning from it, that's at the end of the day why a lot of these players are here.
I think he has done an important job in the games that he's played. You know.
Yeah, he did all right against Hull. Apart from that,
he'll do the stuff that Evans, Corey Evans did, and Dan Neil doesn't do as well, and that's not a slight on Daniel, it's just that's not his game, in breaking up the play and just making the easy pass on, whereas that frees up Daniel to kind of to go, you know, 5-10 yards further up the pitch and impact the game a little on it in a different way, rather than having to work back defensively all the time.
Agree. Right. Are we going to win?
I think so. I think it's going to be, you look on in the table and you think, oh, it's, we should easily win that, and you look at their team and you think, yeah, they're not really a match for our attacking force, but they've put together a decent
team. It'll be quite solid, you'd think, as well.
Yeah. I think it'll be quite gnarly and full of championship nous and clever. And
it'll bring a few fans as well, and their fans are always very loud.
Yeah, and I guess it'll be nice for them to see a stadium that's not a building.
It's now asbestos, isn't it?
Yeah, which is quite funny. Yeah, I think that's Coventry's fault, that, you know.
Probably is.
Coventry just go from ground to ground.
Wrecking things.
Ruining it.
Yeah,
yeah, or just put a bit of asbestos in this. just put a bit of rust on this steel girder that's now going to fall off.
Despite it being built 25 years ago. Incredible.
I know, yeah, it's mad that, but yeah, anyway, are we going to win?
Yes.
Score?
2-1.
I think we'll win 2-1 as well, actually. I need to get every score right in order to have a chance of beating Tom Walsh in the prediction league for the rest of the season, which I'm not going to do. I don't think I've got a correct score right since September.
Incredible.
Don't forget, really important news, don't forget, your season ticket deadline is at 12 o'clock today.
Yeah.
I've done mine. So you do yours.
I didn't have to do anything on mine, it's auto renew.
Well, if yours isn't on auto renew, why is there no one on the road?
This is weird.
That's annoying. Can we go to Greg's as well?
We can
need
do.
Need some dinner, actually. Do that. But also,
notice how we used all of the slip road there.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessary, really.
No, it's how you're supposed to use it.
Also, buy your ticket for our event, which is coming.
Yeah, as I've spent a couple of days this week doing a bit of production on the videos and the backdrops and all of the nice little elements that we'll see. So I got quite excited about it and got pretty much immersed in a 1973 kind of nostalgia.
Basically, had 2 days of work doing it.
Yeah,
his stuff looks, well, Richard's done looks really good. So there's a literal handful of tickets left for the show, which is on the 27th of April at the Customs House. And we're going to be joined by
Vic Hallam, the number 9 from that glorious season of Saver.
I remember it well.
Well, the funny thing is, you look back on it and it's like it's 10 years before I was born, and you know that cup run, you know that you almost like know the team because the team didn't really change throughout the cup run.
Yeah.
Vic Hallam was added after the Reading game, and. Yeah, it's just like set in stone. It's like 10 years before we were born. Yeah, we can almost remember it from the kind of the stories that our parents told us, and also kind of the history of being a Sunderland fan. It's kind of just drilled into us. So it's almost like we were there, really.
Well, we were.
I mean, only in a few years' time, we could tell people we were there, because they're not really going to be able to tell the difference between a 50 and a 60-year-old man.
Way. anything else?
No.
Good. I might be back tomorrow after the match. We'll see. Probably will. Or someone will be anyway if I can't. And the dads will be back on Monday, not from the Harbour View. Well, they can do if they want, but it's highly unlikely. That's it, really. All that's left to say is thanks. Thanks as ever. For listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.